London Marathon is shocked and deeply saddened by the news from Boston and the terrible atrocity that happened at the Boston Marathon. It's an awful day for Boston, but also for the family of athletics.
That's London Marathon Chief Executive Nick Battelle. Though it is 84 years younger than the Boston Marathon, this weekend's London Marathon has become a major attraction for both runners and spectators. Joining me from London is Owen Gibson of The Guardian. Welcome back to Only a Game.
Hello there.
London authorities, of course, have some very recent experience with the Olympics and the attendant security. Did that make it easier for Mr. Battelle and others to decide to hold the London Marathon as planned?
I'm sure the confidence they gained from the Olympics last summer may have been a factor. I mean, London Marathon organisers were very heavily involved in putting on the marathon during the Olympics. And certainly when the sports minister spoke about the issue, he certainly cited the Olympics, and the fact we'd managed to carry that off gave him some comfort. But as lots of people here pointed out this week as well, you know, you can never entirely secure a 26-mile course. That was one of the reasons why the marathon and the cycling road race were the two things that I think worried organisers and security experts most ahead of the Olympics. So, I mean, I think on the one hand, it does give comfort, but on the other hand, everyone's aware that you can't ever make anything 100% safe.
What was the reaction in London when news arrived there of Monday's attack?
Well, shock that not only a sporting event had been targeted, but a sort of mass participation sporting event, if you like. That was very much the first reaction, the fact that, you know, not only was this a sporting event, but the fact that it was the recreational end of it, if you like, that was targeted. And then I think, you know, kind of a deep sense of kind of empathy and sympathy, obviously, and we've seen a real outpouring of that this week, and the fact that the London Marathon was so close, I think, sort of heightened that and given a sort of a focus to that in a sense. And I think there will be an element of sort of people running in sympathy and in solidarity and in sort of defiance.
You've spoken of sympathy and empathy. I wonder, has London planned a special tribute to Boston?
Yeah, there's a few things that have been officially organised, if you like, then other things that seem to be sort of bubbling up on social media and that sort of thing. I mean, organisers have decided that everybody who's running will be offered a black ribbon along with their race number to wear on their clothing. They're also going to hold periods of silence before each start. And then there's this social media campaign for runners to cover their heart with their hand as they cross the finish line, which I think is quite a nice, quite a simple gesture. And that seems to be getting a lot of support as well. So I think you'll see other sort of expressions of sympathy from individual runners as well.
You have written that the London Marathon has become, quote, part of the capital's beating heart. Give us a sense of how that has become apparent.
Well, I mean, as is the case with a lot of those other big city marathons, and, you know, interesting, as I've got to know a bit more about the Boston Marathon this week in particular, I've never been myself, but, you know, I think it captures a lot of this feeling, and maybe kind of was the genesis for the template for a lot of these big city marathons around the world that kind of very much reflect their city, and yet they have an international feel as well. And in London's case, I mean, you know, it goes past all the major landmarks, of course, and kind of is it's a great showcase for the city, but I think a lot more than that. It becomes more than the sum of its parts. I mean, kind of it's not so much about the runners or the crowd, it's about the sort of synthesis of both of them, and people who, you know, would never get within a million miles of a marathon line the streets. They go to the pub early, you get bands out playing, you go, you know, the sun often shines, you get kids out in the street and all that stuff. And it's, you know, it's quite it's a great atmosphere.
There have been outpourings of support from around the world, and particularly from the other five major marathon sites, Berlin, Chicago, New York, Tokyo, and of course London. Has the international running community taken the Boston attacks personally?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, kind of it's one of the interesting things about the sort of international community of marathon and distance runners. They seem to feel a real kind of sense of community. And, you know, attack on one marathon seems to almost feel like an attack on all of them, because people do compete internationally. And people I know who I've sponsored for London Marathon some years ago have then gone on to do other marathons around the world, and you see the sponsorship requests coming in. And there's a real feeling of community among not only the organisers of these marathons, these six marathons around the world, but also among those who run them. And I suppose, you know, it's something about the pursuit of marathon running, the amount of training you have to put in, the sort of dedication you have to devote to it, that means that, you know, they feel a real sort of sense of community with their fellow marathon runners.
Owen Gibson is the chief sports correspondent for The Guardian, and he spoke with me from London. Owen, thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you.